KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg.
Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hey.
Friday. It's good. Izzy, it's your first full week. This is it, right? Hey. First full week. Yep. Okay, cool.
Yep. About to be.
There it is. It's going to be a good show. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, you are.
The hell?
What?
You've been saying like that?
So excitedly talking about this for the last couple days. I'm really pumped for you.
Oh, I thought you were like, that was a sarcastic.
No,
like,
I'm being serious.
You're
going to
be screwed with your I heard that.
You have been gleaming
these
last few days.
You know, I'm more excited about this than I was for Christmas. In all honesty, as an adult. Greg?
What's up?
Can you concur?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, we got Norm McDonald's. I went out last night. I bought this variety pack of ruled index cards because I got blue note cards like he does at the end of a show.
Oh, nice.
We're gonna
You had to buy all the other colors with it, though.
Yeah.
It didn't just have blue.
Yeah. The lady at Office Depot was very nice. She's like, blue, you might have to buy a variety pack. And I was like, that's fine.
It's it. I'm in.
So I want to write some jokes for the end of the normal.
I've already got mine down. They have a
Did
theme.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a theme. Don't
I
say
hope
it.
He likes the theme.
I don't want anybody
Otherwise,
to know
really
whose jokes are whose.
No, I know.
All right, good. I'm excited.
As long as he knows none of them are mine.
You should write some.
No, you should.
I'm good.
You're not gonna. You, the stand-up comedian, is not gonna write a dumb joke for
Norm McDonald.
You're not
gonna have a comedy off.
No. Thanks.
Okay. I'm gonna tell him they're
no,
all Greg.
Thanks.
He's a stand-up comedian.
That's what my voice sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get to the feed here. Let's
the feed with Izzy.
Woodstock is coming back for its 50th anniversary. So the original organizer, his name is Michael Lang, he confirmed its return for 3 days this summer in New York. No info yet on the bands that are going to be there, but he did say a lot of bands will be performing stuff from Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I saw them live. They were amazing. Jimi Hendrix, all that kind of stuff. So it should be cool. I don't know if it's going to be as muddy. I don't know if the locals are going to be as upset about the festival, because that was a big thing when the real one went off. But I wish I could have been at the original Woodstock. That would have been an amazing experience.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Did you ever watch documentaries on it?
Yeah, I've seen.
It was like the coolest looking gathering ever.
Nah, it looked miserable.
No!
That's how I thought. I was like, no, first of all, were porta potties invented back then? I don't think so.
That doesn't matter.
What?
That doesn't matter.
Why do you think it was
We've
muddy?
We've had this conversation before. You dig a hole.
Stop with your hole digging. Stop with the hole digging.
Clearly you're not excited about this. All right, new year, new Netflix additions. American Crime Story, The Assassination of Gianni Versace is being added. Conversations with the Killer, the Ted Bundy tapes. That'll be out January 21st. I'm actually really looking forward to that one. Black Hawk Down, Godzilla, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I Know What You Did Last Summer, The Departed. I regret saying this one because you guys are going to make me watch it. Pulp Fiction.
I watched it last night. I was like, oh, this is on here.
Back to Netflix. And Swingers, another one.
Another
Actually,
good one.
I liked that movie, yeah. It was like on
movie.
VH1 when I was little, and I was like, this is scandalous. I like this. So, yeah, those are some of the things that are being added to Netflix. In the biggest news, though, breaking news, the man who killed 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey back in 96 has confessed. They never found the actual killer. Now, this guy was already in prison for 10 years on a child porn charge. He's going to be getting out next year. But he was originally a suspect because cops found over 300 pictures, not only of JonBenet, but of her autopsy at his house. But they never pinned him down. So for the last couple of years, he's actually been writing to an old friend, and he confessed in the letters. And he said that it was an accident. She fell, her head split open, and he just basically watched her die. He didn't help her at all, like try to get to a hospital or anything. He just left her.
Oof.
So he confessed. And now we finally know who killed JonBenet Ramsey. How many years ago? Over 20 years ago?
Yeah.
That was 22. Horrible.
Huh.
And we finally have an answer. I thought that was fascinating.
Oh, cool. I never got swept up in that whole thing.
Really?
No. Any of these big murders or child abductions
she
or anything like that?
Six.
Yeah, I never. I mean, it's horrible. It sucks. I just never bought into the news coverage or anything. I mean, I was young and at the same time, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Even now, though, I'm just like, it's horrible, but I'll let Nancy Grace take this one.
Oh, my God. Don't let her touch anything.
What a wretched woman.
That's it for the feed.
Thank you very much, Izzy, as we know what's going on the planet Earth. So, as we've alluded to, Norm MacDonald in studio today. Should be good. Also, Puddle of Mud tickets. Let's give away those kind of early, man, since we keep doing it late in the show. Puddle of Mud going to be at Brooklyn Bowl. That is BS in the Morning Presents. So Izzy's going to be out there. That's probably going to be your first time to hang out with Izzy. Myself and Greg are going to be out there. Hopefully you've hung out with us before. But if not, dude, what are you doing? You're lollygagging. Lost Boy, I think you're making it out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's making it out, he says. All right, perfect. Also, Disturbed tickets. It's our last and final day for Disturbed since they're playing tomorrow at T-Mobile Arena with 3 Days Grace. If you want to go, make sure you listen up, but also get you qualified to play foosball with the band. That's exciting. Get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS, and your message, 69187. Norm MacDonald coming in at 8.
Woo!
We got I Heard That, top 10 at, we'll do it at, we'll play the bottom 5 at 6, and then we'll play the whole thing. All 10. Right around 7:20-ish after Morning Metallica. So make sure you're listening. Should be good. I'm confident in the top 10. Confident.
Hey, it's William Shatner. You're listening to BS in the Morning. You finally admit it.
All right.
I still think he killed his wife.
We have to talk about that still. However, that's not what we're going to talk about right now because there's something going on here that I think has larger implications than people realize. There's a petition going on right now, on one of these change.org petitions. They want to, some guy as a, basically a joke said, hey, you know what would be pretty cool if we had one state called Megacoda?
What?
One gigantic state from South and North Dakota, combine it. It's a Megacoda, is what we could call it. And 3,000 people have signed it so far right now. People are saying like, oh, I've always dreamed of a unified Dakota. What do you guys think?
What's his reasoning?
Because it's cool. So, yeah. Like, that's what he really wrote.
It.
Yeah.
He
he said, I think it'd be pretty cool to have a state called Megacoda. So, yeah. And that's what the petition says. However, I think, A, it's a great idea. I looked up how many people live in the Dakotas combined. It's less than 1 million.
Really?
Combined. Yeah.
So nobody lives there. Completely rural. That sounds nice.
So, it's yeah. I've lived in North Dakota. North Dakota is an ugly state.
Why?
Beautiful people, ugly state. Because there's nothing
usually
there.
Usually it's the opposite.
No, nothing there. Nothing. It's flat. The flattest place you've ever... People say you can see your dog run away for 3 days. Like, that's what the joke is. Yeah, it's the flattest place I've ever been in my life. There's very few trees. It's all farmland. If you love nuclear missiles and beets, that's what they have up there.
You know, if...
Sugar beets.
If making Megacoda would make people living in the Dakotas feel better about their lives and bring a little attention to... You know, Dakotas are kind of like Rhode Island. Whoever thinks about Rhode Island, nobody. So if they want to make Megacoda, I say that's
Rhode Island.
Fine. But I don't know. I feel like the people in the Dakotas probably have some issues with this. Because like when I was living in California, that was when people were like, let's split this into three different states.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what? And everyone like lost it. So I wonder how the people in the Dakotas feel.
Well, here's why. Here's the buried implications, I feel like, that. You guys think that Puerto Rico should be a state?
Well, I mean, they kind of are, right?
But they're not.
Well, they're not treated that way because we're, you know, idiots that don't understand they're Americans.
Because they're, I know, they're Americans, they're U.S. citizens, but they're not a state.
Yeah.
What do they have? They have a senator, but they don't have a congressman.
I don't know.
I don't know what they have now.
They have some sort of, they have government representation, but they, that's really it. They really have no say in the federal government to help them out on the island of Puerto Rico. And
well, they had a debt crisis even before over there where there was some
the debt crisis
stuff, going on.
Horrible.
But
they're in horrible shape.
They're still Americans.
Yeah, of course. They're they're US citizens.
Yeah.
And my whole thing is it because we got to 50 and they were like, you know what? That's cool. That's fine. Hawaii became a state in 1959. So it's not that long ago that Hawaii wasn't even a state. It was a couple islands, you know, floating off there in the Pacific. We made them a state. Why can't we? So you combine one state into two, you combine two states into one. You still keep the 50. What's the, you know what I mean? We still got the 50 stars. You're still good.
Right.
Combine them, throw them together, merge. No?
Yeah, whatever.
It's like taking leftovers, putting in one dish, then you have another room for another dish left. No? Am I the only one that's concerned about Puerto Rico becoming a state and the Dakotas, like, just be finally becoming one?
I didn't realize it wasn't an official state. I guess I
you
just
didn't know
always
Puerto
thought
Rico
that
was a state?
It was. No, because I knew it was, you know, U.S. territory, so I guess I just always assumed.
No, there's a ton of U.S. territories that
it was recognized.
Should probably become states. Guam, not a state.
Right.
U.S. Virgin Islands, nothing. They're screwed. They're screwed.
You make That's Guam true. A state and turn the Dakotas into a parking lot or something. That'd be all right.
A lot of our food, a lot of the feed for things come from there. Most of the, I only know that because I lived up there. Most of the sugar that we all consume comes from sugar beets in the Dakotas, not sugar cane from like Brazil and all these other places that grow sugar cane.
Okay.
They come from sugar beets is where they, don't laugh at me, Lost Boy. We over there laughing. Okay, I got it. You know, I'm hitting you with some sugar beet factoids today.
You're a nerd.
What?
You're a total nerd.
I'm not a nerd. I want this country to be a little more fair. How about that?
All I was going to say is I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of two Dakotas becoming one?
Yeah, not of that. Now, Puerto Rico and stuff, that's cool, but yeah, not a fan of the Dakota.
Whatever makes Dakotas. It easier for Puerto Rican women to get here, I'm all
That's
for it.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Is that the message we run on?
If make it's Puerto a state, Rico would a state. It be easier for them to get here?
Nah, it's just as easy right now, but maybe they would. Maybe they would. Maybe they'd find it more like,
they'd feel more welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's calls in Puerto Rico saying we should become our own country. You know, there people are saying that, especially with their...
At this point, I don't blame them.
All right, fine. Megacota?
Yeah, they can't do that, though.
What?
What, make a megacota?
No, Puerto Rico, they can't sustain their own government. There's no way. They're like so much in debt.
Do they have power?
They need us.
Do they have like electricity power?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because remember the hurricane?
Yeah, they finally got power.
Jeez, it took like 10 years.
I know, it took a very long time. It took way longer than you think. Yeah. But I think that's why they want to do it. They want to claim their independence as their own nation so they can erase some of that debt.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? They're just kind of like declaring bankruptcy by becoming their own country.
Well.
Now, I could be totally wrong on that, but I believe that's why half of the argument of becoming their own country. And then the other half is like, see, they don't care. Nobody cares about us. We're flown out here by Cuba.
Well, that's because,
some of us
people
care.
Are just ignorant, though. They don't understand.
Right. Yeah. Lost Boy.
You know what this brings up, too? If they did become their own, like state within the U.S. or whatever.
Well, who?
Puerto Rico.
Okay.
They would get their own football team. Baseball team, hockey team.
Is that what solidifies a state?
Kind of.
There's states without sports.
Yeah,
we were a state without a sport.
What does? Yeah, does North Dakota have a sport?
No.
Really?
They have
South
college.
Dakota?
No.
Damn, dude, they have the best.
Even Nebraska does.
Best damn cheerleaders in the NFL. I'll tell you that.
Who?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, we're back to Puerto Rico. I'm good.
Yeah, of course, he's back to Puerto Rico.
The Dakotas.
What do you expect?
Yeah, who cares about sugar beets? Those chicks look like chicks from Ryan Steakhouse.
They're very nice people up there.
Uh-huh.
I think you'd like them.
Nah, I don't think
I've never met more. I've never met people who drink more in my life.
Really?
Than the people in North. Oh my
god! I guess there's nothing else to do.
Fargo. When I was there, when I lived up in Fargo, North Dakota, they had a beer special. And it was called Penny Pints. You buy a pint of beer for a penny. You throw down a dime, you got 10 beers. Then you tip like a buck or $2.
How many alcoholics lived there?
A lot.
Yeah.
How many DUIs?
Yeah.
A lot. Well,
that's sad. That's so the women look like chicks from Puerto Rico.
Alcohol-related murders.
Called BS,
876-3692. It is Friday, as we've been mentioning all week long. I heard that. Something that takes an entire month to put together, right? We go through and we throw it all together, listen to all the shows. Hopefully we wrote down enough. And I said yesterday, December, short month. Because of the holidays and taking off and all that kind of stuff. So a little bit of slim pickings going on there. However, I do like the top 10. So let's get to it. It's I Heard That time.
It's time for I Heard That.
It was my month. I'm going to play this sound effect here. So you know what is live and then what is the clip that we took out of context. Number 10, I Heard That for the month of December. I didn't want to do it because the first time I did it, it seriously hurts, dude.
Well, now it's not going to hurt anymore.
Not bad.
All right, that's number 10, pretty good. All right. Pretty good. We're on track with I Heard That.
It better get better from here.
Okay, all right.
Nah, that was a good one.
All right, here we go. Number 9, I Heard That. I sat there yesterday for an hour getting my face drilled.
It was an hour.
It was an hour, dude.
That's pretty good, but too much laughing and talking over, I think.
I just figured, like, you were like, it wasn't an hour. Yeah. Like, it didn't take that long.
Stop crying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, one more time. I'll play that one. Number 9. Once again, we're just playing the bottom 5 here. We'll play the top 10 coming up in 7 o'clock. I sat there yesterday for an hour getting my face drilled.
It wasn't an hour.
It was an hour, dude. Okay.
That would normally be a scrap, but since you're
oh, would you stop? Don't.
No, I'm just saying, since your scraps were at Diner Grease Fire yesterday, then, you know, this is... It makes sense. Progressively, this would be a time.
I like diners. Number 8, I Heard That.
I don't want to take off my pants. Don't make me.
You got to take them off.
What was the context of that?
We'll never say. We'll you know what? I just like how Craig.
The breathing heavy?
Craig's like,
yeah, he was breathing so heavy.
I don't want to take off my pants. Don't make me.
You got to take them off. That's a good one.
All right. Number 7. I Heard That.
Which one of you guys is ready to make me gay?
Oh, my God.
Summer Soups with an appearance. That's not even out of context.
It is. It is.
I know.
Summer Soups making the top 10.
Which one of you guys is ready to make me gay?
That's great.
I just want to make that his intro so bad.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, man. All right, here we go.
Add it to the beginning of his intro.
Yeah.
Or the end of it.
Well, it's hard because it's him on the phone, and it's going to be him on the phone again, so you're not going to know.
Well, I'll just make it sound
soups,
like
Matt,
that's
and then
his favorite
he says
thing to
the
say.
Thing. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, all right, if you guys are both on board, then all right.
We'll
100%.
We'll tag it on. And the last one of the bottom 5, number 6, I Heard That for the month of December.
That's a dirty hole, I bet.
I bet it is a dirty hole. I wouldn't put my lips on it.
That's pretty good. The fact that it's out of context is amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah. I laughed at that one.
Yeah.
So the fifth man makes 2 appearances in the bottom 5 of the top 10. What do you guys think? That's the bottom 5.
It's a good bottom 5.
I'm a little confident that was of caliber.
Sure.
Okay.
I got nothing to compare it to, but
that definitely wasn't horrendous.
It wasn't super exciting, but
you can compare it to the scraps.
If I'm comparing it to the scraps?
Yes.
It still wasn't as great as I was expecting.
Okay. Well,
but top 5's coming later.
Okay.
So
well, there, that's how countdowns work. So number 1 will be better than any of the bottom 5 in my opinion. I'm looking forward to it. That's the bottom 5. We'll play the top 5 and we'll recap all top 10 coming up here in 7 o'clock.
The Feed with Izzy.
All right, Izzy, what's happening?
Costco is selling a 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese. It's got a shelf life of 20 years.
Really?
180 servings. 6-gallon container.
Whoa! Well, Gucci's very impressed.
Guess how much money it is. Costco.
How many things is it again? How many gallons or whatever?
27-pound bucket of mac and cheese, 180
pounds.
Servings. It lasts 20 years.
I'll say $30.
Wow.
I would say $37.99.
You guys aren't even close. $90.
What?
Yeah, Costco, $90, right?
$90.
You can get a pound of mac and cheese for like a dollar.
Yeah.
But must I mean, be
it
good
would be
mac and
perfect
cheese.
Perfect for your apocalypse bunker.
That's true. Yeah. If you have one of those, boom, yeah. Bring that thing in. I once bought a box of 100 corn dogs because there was a bachelor party coming over. I was like, we could eat all these corn dogs in a weekend, right? There's six of us.
Maybe polished off 20.
Yeah. I threw away that box
like
of corn dogs.
Like that episode of that 70s like, show where she wins all the hot dogs.
No, I've never life. Seen that. She won hot dogs for life and couldn't finish?
They had a hot dog everything. They hated it.
Yeah.
All right, a congressman is trying to remove marijuana from the list of illegal narcotics.
Hey.
So he wants to pass a bill that would make weed be federally regulated the same way as alcohol. So it would be overseen by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He doesn't want the federal government to be able to interfere with state laws that have legalized weed. So they're looking at it in terms of, you know, well, medicinal purposes. Why should people be getting in trouble for needing marijuana when the state says it's legal, but federally, you know, they're trying to screw it up? So he's trying to pass a bill that wouldn't allow that.
Where's this guy from? Who's this congressman? Do you know?
He's from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so hard to get? It's not a narcotic. So
exactly. The fact that
it's like
they said that right now it's in the same class as heroin.
Yeah.
LSD, which... Well, the fact that heroin and LSD are even in the same category is sickening to me.
I know, heroin's way better.
weed's also in there. So yeah, hopefully that'll happen. We'll keep you updated on that. And if you share your Netflix account with someone who doesn't live with you, like most of us
my
do,
exes?
Yeah.
I couldn't even use it upstairs because it was already, all my accounts were dead.
Yeah, I've still got my ex on
like,
mine.
It's like continue watching all the movies like The Notebook. I'm like, why didn't you watch any of these movies?
I know. I told everyone that bums off
don't
my password.
Judge.
I was like, can you just make your own profile, please?
Yeah.
Because you're messing up everything it's recommended.
Yeah.
You can make your own profile, though.
That's what I'm saying. I have my profile.
Right.
Stop going on mine.
Oh, they're going on yours?
Yeah make up your own.
That's dumb.
All these other people bumming
well,
off.
Well, apparently people like us are going to start getting screwed because Netflix, they just announced this at CES. They have this new technology where they're going to try to combat account sharing by tracking if an account is open in two different locations. So if it's not all just in one house, then they're going to flag your account. And then you'll have the option to get this like profile that they have where you can share with like up to four people.
Oh, I already have that one.
On one account.
And I think, Greg, you have that one because I believe they tie the 4K stuff into that account.
Yeah.
So if you have 4K, that's at least
I have the highest whatever the thing is.
Yeah, you pay like $14 a month or something.
Yeah.
And then you get 4K.
I don't know what I have. That was years ago that I set that up.
Yeah.
But so I know my ex is still on it and he's in
good.
Maybe California and I'm here.
Seriously, like three exes that use mine.
But what sucks is it's my debit card that's paying. But it's his email address.
Oh, you're screwed.
So what's going to happen?
Just change your email
Who's getting
address.
Screwed, me or him?
No, you just got to change your email.
No, address. Because they'll send an email to him and be like, someone's trying to change
right.
your email.
And they'll
address.
Be like, hey, what the hell? I thought we were cool.
Just cancel the account and sign up for one.
Yeah.
That's
you're still paying.
Too awkward.
It takes literally 20 seconds to make a new account.
That's so awkward, but then he's going to have to pay for himself.
So what?
Yeah, then he's going to have to pay for himself.
Let it go.
I got to let it go.
People used to do that with DirecTV.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm allowed to. Am I allowed to
they
say
did?
This? If you can, how to get around?
How do you get around DirecTV?
Well, because people, so DirecTV has no way of knowing if you don't plug it in, uploading, you know, anything. They don't. It's all download, right, from the
correct.
Dish.
Yeah.
So if you sign up and you just put a box in anybody's house, you could just use the same.
Is it an email account? Is that what you're saying? Like
you just use the because the dish. Yeah, it's like your name, right?
Yeah.
They'd be stealing the stuff.
It downloads through your dish. So you just put a dish at a different house, though, and put a box in there and just say it's the same account. They don't know. They just,
really?
Just activate it. Yeah. People used to do it all the time. Because they got these deals where you get like four rooms for $100 or whatever.
Right.
So you get like five people paying $25 a month or whatever. Four people.
Good to know.
Getting
brilliant.
Sunday ticket. We used to do that in San Diego. I didn't. People did that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, nobody. I heard about it on the streets.
I heard about it from some really bad, stupid, awful people.
I read it in a blog forum somewhere.
They used to have those cards, too, but they started zapping them.
And what cards?
Yeah, they had this slot you flip open on the box, and you put this little card in there, right?
Like
and
a SIM card almost?
Yeah, and they would come over and program it, the guy, to let him know that it was ready to be used.
Yeah.
Well, they knew these people I knew guys who would put them in this little device you plug into the computer, and when you unplug it, it's already programmed. You just put it in your box, and then you just get whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah, but they start zapping those.
Hmm.
I know.
I've never had satellite in my life.
Me neither.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
I think it's the best. I think it's only because of sports. Like, if you watch sports.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, see, I mean, you wouldn't care. Like, Sparks probably wouldn't care. But for Sunday Ticket, I mean, you can't get it on any other service. Literally, you cannot get it. It's not anywhere else.
Yeah, that's so. Like when people have to pay to watch UFC and that kind of stuff, right? That's
you can't get
like
it on
DirecTV and satellite.
You can't get Sunday Ticket on Sling. You can get it on PlayStation, but it's from DirecTV. You're buying it from DirecTV. You can get it on Xbox, but you're buying it from DirecTV. It's all from DirecTV.
Interesting.
I still don't even understand how satellite works. Are they just blasting the whole planet with their signal?
Yeah, there's a satellite.
They're just covering the entire United States.
No, each region has their own dish or whatever that points towards. I think ours is southwest.
Yeah, so I know. But there's a satellite in space just shooting the entire southwest of the United States. And if you have a dish to pick it up, you have a dish to pick it up.
You have to. It's the other way around.
Huh?
Your dish finds the satellite. You have to program it like longitude, latitude, you know, everything. There's numbers on your dish that have to be specifically pointed towards that satellite, and then it picks it up.
So when people get up there and they're like on the roof in a windstorm trying to point the dish, they're literally pointing that thing
at
a satellite.
They're trying to point exactly where the satellite is.
They're just up there.
But they have no idea where the satellite is.
During 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, they're trying to nail a satellite from their roof.
I'm trying to do it myself, but it's not easy.
Of course it's not easy. You're trying to hit something in space.
And they have these levels that like tell you how to, I don't know, you know, it's like a gyro in it and you whatever. But it's tough. But yeah, once you get it, I think it's a way better picture too, in my opinion. But whatever.
All right.
I know you disagree.
I just learned so much.
No, I like cable. I like the reliability of cable. You know what I'm a big fan of? Cox and Contour TV.
Thank you. Thanks. It's my month.
Well, in that case, you were talking about putting things in people's boxes. So, all right. Well. Is that it, Izzy? I feel like that's it. All right, great. Lost Boy, you want to add anything to this conversation? You're hanging out over there. You had your hand raised. What's up?
Yeah, for the weed thing.
Yeah.
Dude, mark my words.
Oh, okay. He wants to weigh in on the weed thing.
Mark
Go
my
figure.
Words. You're going to see big tobacco and like big pharma take over.
They are.
Market.
They already are.
Yeah.
They already are. They've already bought. They've already Marlboro or whatever.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, they don't want to do cigarettes
Philip
anymore.
Morris,
yeah.
They've already bought. They've already bought all the stuff to make
Telling
it and
you.
All that stuff.
Going to be a huge market.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're going to have packets that just have a marijuana leaf on them instead of the whatever.
Exactly.
And everybody Take in advantage. This room's cool with that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't care. As long as people use it responsibly, that's all I care about.
In case you missed Vegas Golden Knights last night.
All right.
Yeah, what happened?
The win streak.
Really?
Is over.
Oh.
I know. I know. Bad. Hey, we were the first ones to score, though. That's exciting. No sec here.
Reeves back in right circle. He shoots, kick save, rebound, score! Tomas Nosek, and the Knights take a 1-0 lead. 90 seconds into the game.
I gotta turn down your foghorn, Greg. It's very loud. Very, very loud. All right, so then it would be 1-1 in the second period, all tied up. Thank you, Greg. I think we're good on the... Thank you. Just wait till I am recapping the goals.
All right, sorry.
Appreciate it. Vegas Golden Knights would then make it 2-1.
Carlson tries to step through. He gets to it on the left side. Up top, Merrill shoots and scores! John Merrill with his first goal of the season puts the Knights in the lead 2-1.
Okay. That was pretty good. That was an appropriate amount of foghorn, I feel
like. I like the seagulls at the end.
Yeah, it sounded really nice. It was very calming.
It makes sense, you know? Yeah. Playing the Sharks, right? We're on the beach, that kind of thing.
Remember the real world, had that girl that she heard a foghorn, she cut herself?
What?
Yeah. No.
Go look it up.
I'm good, thanks.
Unfortunately, that'd be all the goals that we had scored. Those two. Final call.
Club down. Belmar shoots. Wide right. Marchessault tracks it down. He shoots with 8 seconds. Cut down in front. Sharks get another clear. 3 seconds to go. It's wide of the empty net. And it is an icing, but the horn sounds. And the game is over. The Sharks win it 3-2.
In a wreck and need a check? One call, that's all. 702-877-1500. Catch all the play-by-play action on our sports station, Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM.
Hey, you know the Westgate? That's where Gooch hangs out on Sunday starting at 9 o'clock for football. Inside the International Theater, 1,600 seats, smoke-free, betting stations, food and beverages, and don't forget, massive. I think they're like 40-foot screens. I think it's like it's insane how big those things are. It's an amazing place to watch football. Go out there and watch Gooch, the International Theater. Plus, Jay Cornegay will be on today at 8:30 for football picks. It's up to $900, which is just amazing. So hopefully you listen up for that. All right, do not miss it. And go see Gooch at the Westgate on Sunday.
Cuba Gooding Jr. here, and you listen to BS in the morning time. Good Lord, have mercy. Do somebody right.
Okay, Izzy was about to ask some question about weed here or something. I was like, hold on.
Well, this is what happened. So I was scrolling through Facebook looking for stories, and I found one that said, oh, vaping makes marijuana, like, stronger. And I don't buy it. But it reminded me of a story. So before I moved here, I went back to Chicago for a week. Just to spend time with my family for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And you know when there's that point in your life where you get really hammered with your parents, you find out things about them and they find out things about you, and it's
Never been drunk with my parents.
Okay. Well, my mom got really wasted. I was just a little tipsy. My dad was sober. And my mom goes, hey, Mrs. Rustano, who's a good family friend, her daughter brought us edibles. Now, my mom, my dad especially, has never smoked weed. My mom tried it once in high school, not a big fan, but apparently she goes on to say that whenever they go to the Rustano's cottage, they eat edibles together.
Oh, really?
So she's talking to me about this. She's trying to get me to do them with her. A, I hate edibles. I'm not doing them even by myself. I'm not doing it with a boyfriend. I'm not doing it with a friend. I'm not doing them.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying her hardest to convince me and my dad to do them with her. I refuse. But she told me that Mrs. Rustano's daughter said that if you microwave the edible, it's stronger.
That sounds like a lot.
I would have to defer to the experts here.
That makes no sense. But considering I only typically date people that know everything about weed, I really know nothing about weed. I don't know if that's true or not, but I thought it sounded pretty dumb. Because I was like, if that were the case, everybody would be microwaving their edibles.
Yeah, everyone would be in the hospital for like third-degree burns.
Yeah, like heat shouldn't have anything to do with the potency
lava cake
of marijuana. It shouldn't change it.
I don't know. Let's defer to the experts. We're going to start with Lost Boy. Hey, have you heard of this before?
So, no, never heard of microwaving them before.
Right?
Yeah, no, and yeah, you shouldn't have to do that. I mean, yeah, never heard of that.
It's dumb.
What do you think, Greg?
I think if you eat an edible, you don't feel anything for 2 hours, and all of a sudden you're a complete zombie.
Yes, regardless of if you microwave it or not.
Yeah.
Because it takes time to metabolize, like, and all that.
The brownies they have these days, you eat like they're in sections, they're cut in sections, so I've heard.
Like little brownies. You're saying the brownie itself is cut in
the
sections.
The brownie itself is cut into sections. Wow. Each one's like a dose or whatever. You take like one of those, man, or even if you're like, I'll just take two because, you know, I'm a bigger dude or whatever. Nah, dude.
Yeah, you're screwed.
It goes all the way up, and it keeps going up. You're like, it's not stopping. It's not stopping. Yeah. It's not stopping. 2 hours later, not stopping. Yeah.
There's a reason why they call it space cake.
Yeah, dude. It should have been nicer to my family. Like, start thinking about weird things for no reason.
Yeah. So this, because if, like, I've never done, smoked, taken, ate weed.
You've
in my
never
life.
Even tried?
No, no, never. But if my parents did that, wow. I would freak out. I would be like, who are you? You're not the person who I thought
yeah.
you were for this entire time.
Why? And my mom's the last person I'd ever want to be around on edibles.
Because they're so vigilant against that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
why?
Why are they against it?
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
I get
that's
the
who
Catholic
they are.
Thing.
Maybe
but
it's a Midwest
thing. It doesn't
seem thing.
Like that would be.
No.
Weed.
No.
Dude.
No.
I could see like heroin or something.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Greg. I'm like, I'm being yeah. reasonable. I can see why your parents don't want you on heroin. I mean,
my mom does heroin. I'm not coming home for Christmas anymore.
Right. I would. Yeah, no. My parents were very, I'm telling you, very, very like socially conservative. Very, very much so.
Yeah. Dude, I would come home stoned, and my dad would purposely mess with me, dude.
Yeah,
just
see?
To freak me out.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Yeah, never mind.
There goes the story. So what ended up happening, Izzy? Did you end up doing it?
No, we got home. My mom was super wasted. I hoped she forgot about it. Apparently, somebody leaked it to my brother, who, when he came over for Christmas, was like, hey, Mom, I heard you got some edibles. And my brother's like all about weed. Like, he's all for it. They yeah. don't know, but he's...
You
know,
I'm sure they
anytime
they
we're playing Halo, I hear him coughing.
Yeah.
He's smoking.
He's
nonstop.
Big into video games, and he's a dude.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like, all right, we get it. He's into weed.
So, but nothing happens. She still has the cookies. She never touched him.
So wait a minute. Did it destroy your your perception of who
no,
they are? Especially your dad?
No, because my dad, he doesn't eat the edibles whenever they do. He's kind of just like the babysitter. You know what I mean? Like, he's like the engineer. He's just, you know, like a nice guy. He's just very, oh, I don't
so he
do
bakes
anything.
Them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well.
He's
why
the engineer.
Do you think I'm such a good baker?
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
I learned it from him. But yeah, nothing happened. But I just thought it was such BS that she told her if you microwave them, they're more potent. I was like, why are you spreading lies?
Is she like a young
sense.
Person?
Yeah, she's my age.
Oh, okay, but I'm not
grew
like,
up together.
But not like a teenager.
No,
you know what I mean. I thought, okay,
she's almost 30, and she's telling my mom, "If you microwave edibles, they'll be more potent." Yeah. That makes no sense.
You know,
she just likes
more
them warm.
Potent if you sprinkle a little cocaine on them.
Yeah, there you go. That'll do it.
All right, look at this. I got. I heard that we're going to be doing the top 10 coming on up here in 3.5 minutes, right after the song about medication.
In the morning, our Twitter numbers are a joke. Go and see for yourself at BS Morning Show.
They are. Give us a follow, would you? Hey, look at this. It is I Heard That Day. It is my month, too. Look at that. December. It's now gone. It's now past. And the cool thing is last month of the year, which means on Tuesday next week, we'll be recapping not just the top 10, you're voting for the number one, but we'll also be summing up the entire year's worth of best I Heard That's the Pantheon. So we'll do that next week. If you don't know I Heard That, this is a segment where we take an entire month. We go back, we listen, we take things out of context, we put them in top 10 fashion, and we play it back.
It's time for I Heard That.
Here we go. I'll play the sound effect so you know what's live and then what goes into the clip here. Okay, so then when you hear that, it goes into the out of context clip. Number 10, I heard that for the month of December. I didn't want to do it because the first time I did it, it seriously hurts, dude.
Well, now it's not going to hurt anymore. On second pass through, it's better.
Is it?
It is.
All right, I like it. Good, because I've heard all of these like 1,000 times. Here we go, number 9, I heard that month of December. I sat there yesterday for an hour getting my face
it
drilled.
It was an hour.
It was an hour, dude.
If I wasn't laughing.
I know. Number 8. I heard that.
I don't want to take off my pants. Don't make me.
You got to take them off.
Yeah, take them off. Gosh.
You make the clip.
It sounds like me struggling to get your pants
it
off.
Does.
I know. Let's try it again.
I don't want to take off my pants. Don't make me.
You got to take them off. That's a new promo.
Yeah.
Definitely a new promo.
New promo for the show. All right. Number 7. I heard that month of December.
Which one of you guys is ready to make me gay?
Okay. He just called in.
Yeah, Summer Soups making his debut on the top 10.
Which one of you guys is ready to make me gay?
Why?
Great. All right, number six. I heard that for the month of December. This is my month.
That's Thanks. A dirty hole, I bet.
I bet it is a dirty hole. I wouldn't put my lips on it.
Okay. Not bad. And we are in to the top five. Here we go. I'm excited. I'm excited. Number five. I heard that. Month of December. Greg, you can lay on top of me. We can get this done.
You'd want him on top. Are you sure?
Of course.
Well, smart decision.
I laughed hard at that one, dude. Greg, you can lay on top of me. We can get this done. Horrific. All right, number four. I heard that for the month of December. My face hurts this morning. It hurts. My jaw hurts. It doesn't need to hurt.
Guess
what? And that's your fault. No?
I wouldn't say top 10.
No! Not top 10.
Maybe number 10.
That's not number four, dude.
Yeah.
No, that's rough.
One more time. I'm going to play it one more time. My face hurts this morning. My jaw hurts. It doesn't need to hurt.
Guess
what? That's your fault.
No.
Too much going on.
Yeah.
Number three. I heard that for the month of December. The kid is 3 feet, 6 inches tall. He's 4 years old.
Got a picture?
That's the best one so far.
How's it going? Number three, one more time. The kid is 3 feet, 6 inches tall. He's 4 years old.
Got a picture?
Okay. Out of the next room.
Yeah, it's like he popped in the door frame all of a sudden. What's going on in here?
Mind if I see?
I'll be honest. Two and one, I flip-flopped back and forth multiple times.
All right. Let's hear him.
And now I'm looking at maybe I regret. All right, here we go. Number two, I heard that for the month of December.
Because if you're going to give head, it has to be warm.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, I should have made it one.
You can say that?
It's
out of context.
It's out of context.
Was it, though?
100% out of context. Yes. And I got approval from management. This is the one I had to go to management to get.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. But it is 100%. This is all out of context. That's the point of the bit. Here we go. One more time.
Because if you're going to give head, it has to be warm.
Like, what else could you be talking about?
That's for you to wonder. All right, here we go. You're number one. Do I get some fanfare for this?
Well, you didn't give me a chance. You just started, going on your own little pace there. So
you're number one. I heard that for the month of December. Oh, you didn't know you were bleeding, Steven?
No.
Really?
I mean, I don't exactly have a rearview mirror on me.
Yeah, but you don't feel anything? Maybe you were so numb to the whole thing.
I mean, if I was bleeding, she might have wiped it off or something because she was wiping back there.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'll give you that.
17-second number one. Man. I heard that.
That was good.
You know what? It was really good, and I think you might win the number one.
Really?
Yeah. But I think there's a point you could have cut that off where it would have been better.
What?
Yeah.
After I don't have a rearview mirror.
Yes, exactly.
No, it keeps going. That. It's the best. No, I'm sorry. One more time. Number one, according to me, for the month of December. You didn't know you were bleeding, Steven?
No.
Really?
I mean, I don't exactly have a rearview mirror on me.
Yeah, but you don't feel anything? Maybe you were so numb to the whole thing.
I mean, if I was bleeding, she might have wiped it off or something because she was wiping back there.
Come on.
It's great. I'm just saying it could have been
better. Perfect. Oh, you guys are haters. You guys are haters. 876-3692. Just want to know what you think. We'll get to the voting coming up here on Tuesday for the Pantheon. You're saying I got it, number one?
That was good. Yeah.
I would say yes.
I wouldn't choose anything else for number one.
I would say yes, but it's too long.
Yeah, it's not too long. Don't do that to me. Don't start lacing in.
I'd say it was a decent, not very good. It's okay.
Top 10 wise. How did top 10 wise go?
I'd say it was okay. I'm not saying it was bad at all. I'd say it was okay.
You can't. You're like a father that can never say, I'm proud of you.
Can you just say it was good? That's not true, because last time it was awesome. Remember the last one you did? I said it was great.
This time is good.
It's okay. It's not. I wouldn't say it was great. It's good. It's not.
I just can't. Why is this guy always the first one to call up? Every single time.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling? Ben?
What's up, right wing?
You did good, but you could have done better.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody's saying
it's bad.
No, it's not bad. I mean, you did good.
Yeah.
I mean, you did better than 90% of yours. Put it that way. I mean, it's not like you completely bombed it. Majority of the time, you know, I mean, most of the time you sucked at them. But this time, not bad.
Yeah, it was good.
Not bad.
It was good. Nothing amazing.
Yeah, nothing amazing, but good.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
At least we're not dogging on you, right?
All right, no, you're good. You're right. All right, got it. Thank you. Appreciate it, right wing Ben. Let's go to this guy. We got this guy an intro now, so we should definitely...
Was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge, I cremated Sam.
There you go, cremator Sam. There's your intro.
Yo, that's good.
All right, cool. What do you think?
Yo, number two should have been number one.
Yeah, you can make that case.
Really?
Yeah.
You can make that case, because number one was too long, but...
I think so, too, and it wasn't as funny, but... Then again, Steven doesn't feel anything, but, I mean, when you give somebody mouth hugs, it's,
All right. Thank you very much.
Also known as Chernobyl talk. Listen for the sirens.
Chernobyl, what do you got?
Hey, I think it's pretty good. You did a good job.
All right, good.
Look at that.
Hey.
I've never had this much.
You can upload them to, like, SoundCloud or something? Like, hear them all in?
Yeah, well, we put it up on the podcast.
You put them on the podcast?
Yeah, we podcast it over on comp.com.
I take the segment whenever we do it and put it on the quickie section, too.
So it's on the quickie, so you don't have to go through the whole podcast. So you get them both up there at comp.com, all right?
All right.
All right, thanks, dude. All right. Notice that silence there.
Moment of silence.
No, you notice the silence.
Well, because I thought you were taking
Greg
another caller.
Hold on a second. Greg does it. I heard that. He does the top 10. There's just an uproar of laughter. There's just, I mean, everybody's riding a high. We're all having fun.
Well,
I do a top 10 if I heard that. What is it? There's a moment of silence. Like somebody
First
just
of
died.
All, the phones are lit up. I thought you were going to answer the phone. That's why I was being quiet. And nobody said you did bad.
I feel like I did bad. Well, that's what's important.
That's your own insecurities.
Kyle.
Yo, that was hilarious. I'm like in tears in my car.
There you go.
That's what I need, Kyle. Like, I need
number one.
You want a job? You want to work on the show?
Great. No matter what you guys say, number one was great because that little section at the end just implies so much.
Thank you.
It just makes the mind wonder.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
There you go. So you got some good props.
All right. I'll stop being a little bitch about the whole thing. All I'm saying is...
You're just going to take that one guy?
It's silent
in here. Once you got a good one, you're going to take that only guy?
We're done with calls now.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. BS in the morning. Yeah, we don't want to be up this early either.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hi, Norm. I'm going to cut you off.
What an entrance.
Rock and roll. Talk about Elvis.
That's right. Yeah. You're in the right place to talk about Elvis.
Yeah, baby.
You, Norm McDonald's in here. We don't need to give him any introduction, but we will. Nah. He is, we said you're on the Mount Rushmore comedians for us, man, for the show.
What? Mount Rushmore for this show. That's what you're saying?
Well, he's saying like we agreed that you would be on the Mount Rushmore
of the other three men.
So there are four total because we were
total,
wondering that yesterday.
Four men? Who are they?
In terms of comedy?
Well, I don't know. You said Mount Rushmore. Yeah, is it presidents and one comic?
I would think
Thomas Jefferson, Norm MacDonald.
The founding fathers and Norm MacDonald.
Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. And well, it started an interesting conversation because we're like, you almost need comedians from yesteryear.
Yeah.
And then you have a Mount Rushmore of them.
Of course.
And then you have working comedians today.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
And then you're on the working comedians of today.
Okay.
So I think history will decide who's on
the. So what were they?
Of today?
Or are you just making this up?
No, he literally said it.
I said it.
No,
I put Bill Burr up there.
Bill Burr.
I put David Tell up there.
David Tell.
I love Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright.
And there you go. And then Norm MacDonald.
Oh, those are great comedians.
What do you think?
I love all three of those guys. David Tell is like just a machine, you know, and he's the guy that's, you know, me and him have done the most stand-up, probably.
He works a lot. Yeah.
You're talking about just night after night after night, knocking him down.
Yeah. But that's what makes you good, you know. And so many good guys became famous and then stopped doing it. So who knows if they're any good.
It's kind of what comedy was, right? You were a comedy, and then they tried to get you into movies. People become a stand-up comic so they can get into something else.
But now, like, that's what's good about Netflix and Ted Sarandis, who runs Netflix. The fact that he gave those guys $20 million, it means that that he showed respect for stand-up. So in the future, like, if I could have done it, that was my original plan, just be a stand-up.
Sure. You know?
And then it got so many stand-ups, and then you're like, oh, am I going to be an old man, like, you know, on the road trying to, you know what I mean? Because when I was young, there was only a few stand-ups.
Sure.
Carlin and Pryor, and it was like 10 guys or whatever. And then, you should be able to just follow stand-up and not have to do anything else, you know, because also stand-ups aren't that good in other things, you know.
Yeah. Just because you're a stand-up doesn't mean that you're a good actor.
No, it's the opposite of training for an actor. Like, if you want to be an actor, you should go to Groundlings and Second City and stuff like that, because then you're acting with other people. But stand up, you're just talking alone. The audience is sort of your enemy. It's all different.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, we talk about it a lot. You get the instant gratification from the audience versus just standing on a set. And you're like, was that good? Like, I had no idea if that was good.
It's stand up's way better for that. Like, you get all the credit and all the blame.
Sure.
Because, you know, you go in LA, people are like, you're like, what happened to your, you know, stupid sitcom? I thought you were doing a sitcom. And they're like, it was great. But then the guys, they didn't lie, those guys. That was someone's fault. As if every pilot, as if every, I'm like, if a sitcom failed, it couldn't have been great because the ones that succeed suck. So, like, how could there be great ones?
Yeah, like, exactly. You're like, I've seen Big Bang Theory. What the hell is going on? Yeah,
I know. Everyone's still questioning. Really? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, here, let's plug the show, because you're at the South Point all weekend long, 7:30 shows. We're going to be giving out tickets here in a little bit.
7:30 Friday. 7:30 Saturday.
7:30 Saturday.
7:30 Sunday.
And then 7:30 Sunday.
Sunday.
It's a great room. It's the South Point showroom. We
And then after our show, you know who comes in?
No, Norm. Who comes in?
Spasmatics on Saturday.
The Spasmatics.
Seriously?
I used to work with one of those guys at Home Depot.
Really?
I swear. He was like a shipping guy or whatever.
Yeah. He's still there.
Was he always tweaking and freaking out? Like, man, this guy's a spaz over here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ran with it.
That's how they get their band. That guy picks up some of the guys that are outside on the way. On the way to the gig.
Yeah. He gets a U-Haul.
We're gonna break here because we gotta fire off the legal ID. We'll come back in 4 minutes. You can hang around. That's
Got a lot done already.
Yeah, we did. I gotta talk to you about your show and the fact that it's on Netflix.
Yes.
And obviously it's an amazing show. I loved it since it's on YouTube and the whole thing. You do it right, Norm. We'll come up. We'll talk about that. And we'll give out some tickets coming up here in 4 minutes.
Find more BS on comp.com.
Norm MacDonald is here hanging out with us, and it's very early.
Yeah.
And apparently you're a jet setter. You're hanging out all over the world. You're such a worldly man.
Yeah.
And we
cosmopolite. I was talking to Izzy, and she said she just got here from, she was in Fresno, before that Chicago.
Yeah.
But she doesn't get tired of packing and unpacking.
No.
That, to me, is the bane of moving.
Yeah.
That's the worst part, is the packing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've accumulated a ton of stuff over time, but I'm a minimalist. Like, I really don't have a lot
of stuff.
She has
an Xbox and a chair, basically.
Yeah, those are the only, those are my, like, necessities. Everything else, I could just live without.
We were talking about George Carlin's classic bit, Stuff, that you don't, you're not familiar with, Izzy, but no. Let's take a listen.
You're killing me, Norm. You're killing me over here.
Tell him this like 30 seconds ago.
Let's go to the phones here real quick. Norm, I want to talk to you. Obviously, you have your shows at the South Point. I want to keep plugging this. Norm McDonald, you got to go see him. He's at the South Point showroom.
South Point Casino in Henderson or Summerlin or whatever.
It's not Summerlin.
What is
it's
it?
Henderson?
I think it's Henderson.
Oh, it's
Henderson.
Like 10 minutes away from me. Nice.
And you
is
got...
It? You should come, is it?
Yeah.
She's coming.
I'll be there.
Oh, you're going to come?
Yeah.
Need a place
we're
to
all
stay.
Going.
Yeah, we're all going.
Oh,
we're
you're
all
coming.
Going.
Yeah, awesome.
This
oh,
whole
great.
Room. We're well, not going to miss you.
And John will be there, too. John's sitting right
John's
there.
Over here in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, say hi.
Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right. John's opening for you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's nice. That's great.
And you used to work on with Norm on the Netflix show.
Yeah, that's right, too. Sure.
That's perfect. Because I want to talk about the Netflix show.
Okay.
I watched your show on YouTube for a while.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this is so Norm McDonald. This show is perfect. And I heard you're going to Netflix.
Yeah.
And I was like, they better not mess with Norm and his vision and what he wants the show to be. And then I saw the Netflix show, and it is still perfectly Norm McDonald.
Oh, that's good.
It's perfect.
Thanks.
I want to talk to you about the Jane Fonda interview.
Yes.
Jane Fonda, obviously a legendary actress. She was on your show.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't help notice some sexual tension going on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I felt like she walked in thinking, okay, here's this rube comedian, you know? And then you're starting to hit her with some French. And then you're starting to hit her with some global factoids. And then they're like, wow, Norm McDonald is hitting it off with Jane Fonda. And by the end of the episode, you end up giving her a smooch.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, after you kissed her, she lit up. Was there anything going on? I'm not saying that she's dating, but did she really, did she hit you back after the show? She's like, wow, Norm, you know, you really rocked my socks during that interview. I had no idea you were going to sweep me off my feet. She's 80 years old. She's single, the whole thing.
Yeah. Single? She said that. It was weird. No, it was weird to hear her say that because I'd never heard anyone say, you rocked my socks off. And then she said it, and now you say it. And so it's like two people.
Yeah.
I've never
soul,
heard that
apparently.
Phrase ever.
You never heard that?
No, she said, she said that I made her blank like a wildcat.
What? Did that make you uncomfortable?
I found it an odd thing to say from a.
Jane Fonda, right? That's, yeah.
Wow.
Jane
That's interesting because I've never heard anyone reference a wildcat after.
She, but she's a good Hanoi Jane, I call her. That's my pet name.
That's
for her.
Her pet name.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And she likes that. That's a sweet name for her.
Yeah. And
interesting.
Yeah.
She, is that the oldest woman you've ever kissed on the lips?
One time I had a television show and they said, you know, this time you'll date an older woman, right? So I said, anybody you want that's an actress? So then you remember when you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
Who was hot and stuff. So there was this lady on MASH. There was this movie called MASH when I was a little kid. And she was naked for like 10 seconds or something. Everybody liked her. So I was like, yeah, she was the hottest. And then so we got her. And then I forgot. She was like, you know, I forgot about.
You were expecting her to look the same as
you did. And then she didn't. And then you know how you try harder, you know, when someone's sexually repulsive, you try to.
Yeah, I know that all too well.
Yeah, you don't want to like just give a little kiss, so you try to pretend. So anyways.
Oh, my God.
But what I noticed was old people, unless they feelings. Get, you know, something done, they got not their lips go away. They lose all their collagen or something. They lose. So when you kiss them, you're kissing their teeth. It's gross. And then if you French kiss them, you're French kissing their lymph node.
Oh my God.
Ah, Hanoi Jane. Ah,
old Hanoi Jane.
Magical.
Oh my God.
Magical.
Jane Fonda was known as Hanoi Jane, Liz, because she gave comfort to our enemies during the Vietnam War.
That was a real nickname for her.
Yeah.
That was an actual.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
She went to North Vietnam and said how great the Charlie was.
Sure.
Oh my God.
She did. Yeah, no, that's she it. Did. Yeah.
And that didn't make her. That didn't make her no favorite of Hank. You know her dad, Hank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Henry found it. Hey, look, I don't want to dominate. If you guys got any questions for Norm MacDonald, please, because I got a bunch of them. I want to talk about Dirty Work.
Oof. I love that movie.
Great movie. I got two questions.
Yeah.
One,
yeah,
you ever consider yourself like an actor?
No.
Okay. Two, Artie Lang.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask about Artie.
You got any stories about Artie? Obviously, he's up and down. He's in the drugs.
I want to know, first of all, like, are you still close with Artie? I mean, you guys still talk a lot? Or
yeah,
has it changed?
I talked to Artie, but, you know, he's you don't want to abet anyone's self-destruction.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
So,
we obviously wish him the best, because we're big fans of Artie Lang.
Me too,
and the whole
of course.
Thing.
Everybody wants him to be well, but... it's hard when he mulishly, you know, but I don't know. He's trying to get better again, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. You have any stories from Dirty Work with you and Artie on set or anything? Not even has to be involved Dirty Work, but just you guys hanging out. Anything come to mind?
It took place in Toronto. And then, so I did it before I was at all famous, or no one knew who I was. Not that they do now, but so I was there, and then we went to a bar in Toronto and we got in a big fight because this guy told me I should go back to America, but I'm Canadian.
Oh, that's awesome.
So anyways, I kicked him in the chest really hard and he went and smashed into a glass. Anyways.
Wait, you kicked a guy in the chest?
Yeah, kicked him.
Like...
You know where my foot hit his chest.
No, I understand. I never pictured you as a physically violent person.
Not violent. It's just I'm from Canada, so we get in fights a lot because, first of all, hockey culture, you know, makes you fight. And then secondly, there's no guns. So,
you gotta know how to fight, right?
You can fight without the danger
of somebody blowing your brains out.
Killing you, yeah.
Wow, so you kicked a guy right in the chest.
Yeah, it wasn't
he didn't kick him in the face.
And then he went backwards and smashed him and went down. And then another guy said, wait, who is that guy? Because I had been on SNL like for half a year. And and then my buddy goes, oh my God, like, you know, you could get in trouble. So when someone said, who was that guy? I yelled out, it was Dana Carvey. I ran away.
Oh my god! Well, look, I got a break here.
Yeah.
Can you hang out, or you got to go? Because if you're gonna hang out, we got to hang out. We still got to give away tickets for your show.
Oh yeah, that's.
It's an absolute pleasure. Norm MacDonald is here in studio. He's gonna hang out just for a little bit longer if we can keep him. Like I said, as soon as you came in here, we're like, we're never letting you go. We want to. We can talk to you all day long. We'll give out tickets for the show, and we want to run some things by you, Norm.
Okay.
All right, we'll do that.
Run things by me.
That's next.
Evidence of a questionable hiring process. It's BS in the Morning.
Norm MacDonald. He's in studio. Hello, Norm.
Hey.
Thanks for being here, man. It's really a pleasure. Really, really is.
We're rocking.
He's going to be down there at the South Point Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to give away tickets here in a couple minutes. It was just a couple more questions. I know we're just berating you with questions in here all morning long.
Is that the right term? Berating?
You are just berating.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Isn't berating like statements?
No.
Norm?
All right.
What do you think?
Berating? It means badgering, hectoring.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's what I'm doing. I'm badgering him with questions.
Flooding.
All right.
You're saying I'm... All right. Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
You got your show on Netflix. It's called Norm MacDonald Has a Show.
That's right.
Can we give any hints? We got season two coming up here. Do we have any hints of who's the guest?
We haven't started anything in season two. See, the thing about Netflix is they don't tell you much, you know? For instance, there's no ratings. Like, they know how many people watched it, but they don't tell you because then you would have be able to negotiate.
Leverage, yeah. Yeah.
So they don't tell you.
Does that bother you?
I would like to know the ratings, but you know, a lot of people come up to me, so that's sort of how I gauge it anyways, like whether people have seen it or not. And Netflix is an incredible platform. Like, I remember one time I did a stand-up special on Comedy Central, and they showed it, you know, they premiered it like midnight or something. It was really, then they showed it a few times, and no one ever mentioned it. And then 2 years went by, and then everyone was like, "Is that your special?" And I was like, "What?" And it turned out it had been sold to Netflix.
Oh,
because on Netflix, you just watch whatever they tell you to watch, you know, whatever's on that front page, you know.
Yeah.
I love The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I watched that five times.
Yeah,
I hated it.
Why?
I didn't like it because it was like vignettes. Yeah. I was expecting, if they told me what it was before I clicked, right. I was like, Coen Brothers on Netflix? Yes. I'm so in.
I understand that. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a whole movie. Then I saw it. I'm like, what? It's ending? What?
Yeah.
I don't like it ending.
You have to watch it again.
I thought it was great.
I'll have to watch it again.
Oh, my God. That first one was one of the...
That's what I want. Yeah. I was like, give me all of this for 2 hours.
Well, I thought of that. I thought they could make that guy into a movie, that Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, his character is great.
Oh, it's so funny.
I like the Liam Neeson one was pretty good, too. With the guy.
Oh, that was
brutal.
He has
to keep carrying the guy. Right. Yeah.
The other one that the girl that got a little nervous, that guy looks so much like Clint Eastwood. It was insane.
Remember that game? Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about it till now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does. Wow.
So, yeah, anybody out there that has Netflix or a Fire Stick, everybody in Vegas has a Fire Stick.
I know. That's the thing.
No one pays for anything. I got a Fire Stick. I got Netflix, free sports, webcams.
Yeah. They sell them on like Craigslist and stuff.
Yeah. Everything's free for the kids, you know.
Yeah,
nobody pays for anything.
I read the kids don't like, you know, the millennials. They don't like going to restaurants because you have to tip. So they like going to places where they line up. And, plus, they're in a hurry anyway, and they don't want to sit. But that way, they don't have to tip because they don't have any money, you know.
What's the worst thing about this young generation, in your opinion? This next generation. What's the worst thing about them?
The worst thing?
Yeah. Like, what's the thing that gets your goat about these young kids?
That gets my goat?
Norm MacDonald's goat.
That's my new catchphrase. You know what gets my goat? Tin cans. I don't know, kids.
That's a legit goat joke.
I know. I like kids. You like kids?
I don't know.
I mean, they were born in a tough time, man. You can't, like, attack them for being, you know, they got all the information in the world. Everything they need, they have from a magic phone, like a computer. So everything's been democratized, which is cool in a way. But, you know, and then they get obsessed with it and hypnotized by it. And so I feel sorry for them, sort of, that they, you know, this preposterous gadgetry in their pocket that they're hypnotized by keeps them away from enjoying and living the moment. You know what I mean? They're recording the moment all the time instead of living it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love the millennials.
How's your phone over there, Norm? Is it good?
I'm trying to find.
I thought he was calling an Uber. He's like, I know. I don't know.
Can't wait to get out of here. I know. Norm's on his phone.
No, my mom is coming.
They don't live in the moment, Norm.
Mom is coming to visit. And I figure I'm on radio. I can multitask.
Oh, my God.
You know, I can phone, you know, text my mother and see when she's coming in and do my new joke about the goat.
Get killed. It really did work.
It did.
Good job. Hey, we know you end your show with Little Blue Card, so We wrote some of these jokes that you like. We put some jokes on some blue cards.
Well, how do you know I'm going to like them?
I got an inkling.
Okay. Greg, fully aware you're not going to like it. I said, I don't care. We're doing it. Okay. I spent $5 on the note cards because I had to buy a variety pack to get
blue. Yeah,
you
had to buy this whole freaking thing just to have these four that
Holy
we could
crow.
Use.
And who wrote them, though?
I wrote them.
Oh, you wrote them?
But they're
written by a woman?
They're a mixture of people in the room who wrote them. She has a nice
If it was written by a woman, it'll automatically be funnier.
Yes.
Women are like, women are the new men.
All right. Here they are.
We got to quote that. Women are the new men. All right.
A man walked, do I read it?
Yeah.
A man walked into a doctor's office wearing nothing but saran wrap. The doctor said, sir, I can clearly, wait a minute. I can't say this.
You can say it.
Can.
No, we wrote it, Norm. We know what we could say.
You'd be shocked. Why do I got to say it?
Because it's pornography.
Start at the beginning.
Say the joke.
Say the joke.
I have to say it now?
Just say it.
A man walked into a doctor's office wearing nothing but saran wrap. The doctor said, sir, I can clearly see your nuts.
Okay. All right.
You didn't even say it properly.
Well, you're supposed to say it.
You're not supposed to.
How would you say it?
It's right, in a psychiatry office, not a doctor's
Hold
office.
On. Let's just, Norm, you can say every joke on these cards, okay? These
are. You said I can clearly see your.
Nuts.
But you have to pretend as if he's saying, I can clearly see that you're crazy. So you should emphasize the final word.
Oh, my God. I didn't get the joke to begin with. I just thought it was a nut joke.
Oh, you didn't get
you didn't get
joke?
It.
No, he's nuts.
Well, it was a double meaning.
You should have said psychiatrist office.
You are.
Okay.
You
sir,
are
I can
crazy.
Clearly see you are. Yeah you so are you, nuts.
Yeah, you are instead of.
Already, this joke just bombed. It bombed.
Yes, all right.
Once you have to get into
this was the best one. So.
What do you call a dinosaur with ear? Well, this is another dirty one. I can't do this.
Yeah, you can.
Here, you do it.
What do you call a dinosaur with irritable bowel syndrome?
Are these from Playboy's Abashed Dictionary?
Yeah.
A Velociraptor.
Okay. All right. I regret these now.
Yeah. Let me just let you know.
No, the next one's good.
What do you call a dinosaur that...
No.
not the... Here, you read that one.
They're jokes. They're jokes.
That's another dinosaur joke.
What do you call a dinosaur that gets paid for sex?
Okay. What? Clearly you know who wrote this, Norm.
Yeah, the only one laughing.
Yeah.
A dino whore.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I told you they have a theme. I love my dinosaur jokes.
I have nothing to do with this. I just want to throw that out there.
What do you call a dinosaur that charges Burt Reynolds for sex?
Oh, God.
What?
A dinosaur.
Okay. There you go.
See?
Should have had Norm write him.
No,
what do you call a real cool dude who likes cheese?
What?
No,
a fond dude.
I didn't write it like that.
All right.
Is that a good one, Norm?
Which was your favorite? Which one did you like the most?
I helped it. What do you mean you didn't write it like that?
Well, guys, what do you call a really cool guy? If you say what do you call a really cool dude, then that's already ruining the joke. Because he's a fond dude.
Oh, did I say dude?
You said dude. Oh, yeah. You messed it up.
It's okay, Norm. Go
Which
see
joke
professional.
Was your favorite?
Go see the real jokes.
You're correct.
We're going to go.
He's going to use a dinosaur one tonight. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Take those cards with you if you want to.
Yeah. Those are free. Let's go caller number. Let's go 22, 23, 24. And you'll get free tickets to go see
did
Norm.
Did you know this? What's a horse when he's a little horse? What do you call him when he's not grown up yet?
A pony?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's not right.
What?
A pony is not a baby horse. It's a different.
What is it?
You thought of that too, right?
Yeah. Wait, but I think you're right. What do they call
little
horses?
Well, there's like steer.
Like a foal or
a foal.
Yeah.
A steer.
No, a steer's a cow.
I mean, you know how like there's, you know, male and female terms for and then if there's a pregnant one or you know what I mean?
But the pony is just a different thing than a horse.
Is it like a dwarf?
Well, everybody's got a computer.
Yeah, but I mean, that would, we'd have to like type things, so.
Anyway, it's an interesting thing.
Well, you're at the South Point. There's a lot of horses down there, all right?
There are horses out
there. Yeah, I know. It's a big place for horses.
Let me just throw this out there for Lost Boy when they're answering. Somebody has to pick Friday, somebody's got to pick Saturday, and somebody's got to pick Sunday. I got a pair for each night.
So. Okay, we'll go 22.
If you do own horses, you know, you want to get yourself as a blue heeler. Blue Heelers, the finest
the dogs?
Horse dogs around. You can get a chocolate heeler.
All heelers are awesome.
Sure, you can get a red heeler, blue, chocolate.
They got a lot of energy, though.
But yeah, they bite your, they nip at your heels.
Yeah, to get you to, herd.
To get you to herd, yeah.
Yeah.
The Australian Shepherd will
I got one of those.
Also herd, really? Really?
He's a mix.
Really?
Yeah, he's rad.
Wow. And they'll do that with a herd of cows?
Yeah.
Well, of course I've heard of cows.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, Normie Tom. Look, we got football picks for $900 we got to get to here, coming up here.
Well, I pick football like nobody else.
Do you want to stay on for the football picks?
Well, let's do it.
You want to stay on for the football picks?
Nobody else in the world. I picked all four last weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah, I made a fortune.
All right. Well, hang on there. We're going to get
the guy from Westgate. Jay Cornegay is going to call in.
Jay Cornegay from the Superbook at the Westgate.
Help one of our listeners win some money. We got $900 on the line.
$900 on the line.
Well, I got two teams left. One pays 45-1 to win the Super Bowl, and one pays 16-1.
Is one of them the Eagles?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
45-1.
All right.
I picked them before the final day of the season.
Nice.
So they had to win, and Chicago had to win for them even to get in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Chicago had to beat the Vikings. Yeah.
And then that crazy field goal kick.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Hold on. Let's do this. Hold on.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Talk about this off air. Let's get Jay Cornegay on there. Lost boy.
Does everyone know that?
I hope so.
They should.
You can see Hester's hand in the close-up. This guy Hester on the Eagles.
Okay.
It touches his fingers.
Oh, well, that's huge.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. But it seems like they don't care.
Then it helps the kicker, and it also helps the coach that called the timeout.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to
Doug Peterson. Yeah.
We got it. We got a break now. So we have time for football picks. We got to get Jay on the
football
line.
Football picks.
That stuff. That's coming up here in
Westgate.
4 minutes. Norm McDonald will help you out with your football picks.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Are you ready for football?
Your shot at scoring straight cash from Dollar Loan Center just for making football picks. We even have Superbook's Jay Cornegay in studio to help you with that.
And we have Norm McDonald, who is a big sports bettor.
I picked three or four last week. I mean, there were four games last Sunday, and I picked three, and I didn't bet the fourth, and I got all three right.
That's amazing.
I didn't pick the fourth, which was...
I wish you were here, because we would have been talking to a winner. Let's talk to Jay Cornegay. Hey, Jay, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, you're on with Norm McDonald as well.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Yeah, I hear that. Nice. Norm, 3 out of 3 last week. A lot better than, you know, what we did.
Yeah, and you guys must have lost a ton. I have them on. I have two future bets still alive. One, Philly, which I picked the day before the final Sunday. That was 45-1. And then before the playoffs started, the Chargers, who 2 weeks before that everyone on the planet said would win the Super Bowl, were 16-1. So I said, "Well, that's easy value."
Sure.
Yeah.
It's easy pickings. It's like,
pretty well, right?
Pretty good.
I just figured it's all coin flips this year.
That's called Jay's Gift Shop over on Paradise Road.
I love it. All right, well, Jay, you can tell us, you can help us out. Norm's going to help us out. Let's go with caller number 22. You're in for $900, Jay. That's what it's up to. Thanks to our friends at Dollar Loan Center for poning up the cash. If you can get three winners, got to be three winners, and of course there's only four games, so what are you thinking here, Jay? What's the ones that look the best here?
Well, I'm going to give my three real quick, and then I can hear what Norm, you know, has to say as well, because it's such a crapshoot. But you know, Norm, we're just picking winners, so
yes.
You know, it makes it sound easier, but it's still really tough
this year.
I do think, you know, and the spread really indicates it, that the New England LA Charger game is going to be the closest one, and I certainly agree with that, but that's not saying I have a lot of confidence in these others, but I'm just going to go with the odds.
Is that 4.5? Is that a 4.5 point spread?
New England's 4 right now over the Chargers. But Kansas City's 5 over Indianapolis now.
Right.
So some tight spreads. The Rams are 7 over Dallas, and the Saints are 8 over Philly.
But you said New England was that's the least obvious one then.
Yeah, that's probably the toughest game on the board. So I'm just going to take the Chiefs, the Rams, and the Saints, and just go with the odds.
Oh, I see. So you're going to stay away from the tough pick.
Yeah.
That would be the smart one. Yeah, yeah. If the guy wants cash. What do you think? We got Colts,
well,
Chiefs.
The Colts are going to play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So the Colts are red hot.
Yep.
You know, you got to expect like somebody to win 51-48 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I know, right?
So that's a coin flip. So what are the other ones?
You got Cowboys-Rams.
Cowboys-Rams. That's a very easy win. The Rams will win.
Easily. You're saying Rams easy. Yeah, Norm's going with the Rams. You got Chargers-Patriots.
Chicago showed us what good defense is last week. The what?
Not Chicago. Chargers-Patriots?
Well, you know, I don't know. I love the Patriots, and I want them to win so bad, but obviously the Chargers are going to win.
Wow, look at that.
Wow.
Jeez.
Upset.
Yeah.
And what's the fourth one?
Eagles-Saints.
Eagles-Saints.
Huh. That's the hardest one to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the magic of
you
the
pick
Bulls
one.
Versus...
Go Saints.
I know, I already picked three. I picked the other three. I'm staying away from Eagles Saints.
Well, you said Colts Chiefs is a coin flip. You got to commit to one.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right.
What do you think?
Well,
Jay went Chiefs.
Here's what I think. I think that Phillip Rivers is not going to let any games go. You know, this is it for him.
Yeah, this is his last hurrah.
This is his Super Bowl to win or lose. Drew Brees already has one. So Phillip Rivers is not going to let he's not going to lose. And I kind of feel the same way about Luck. I felt it like at the start of the season, but how do you bet against maybe the greatest quarterback that ever lived, you know? I know I'm getting ahead of myself with this kid from Clemson, but Mahomes is amazing.
Oh, it's absolutely. Yeah. He's definitely the MVP, by the way. I don't care what anybody says. There's no way anybody else is MVP, right? You agree?
Mahomes?
Yeah, it has to be MVP, right?
Well, depending on what an MVP is supposed to mean, but he will win it, yeah, for sure. I'll take Mahomes.
You're taking the Chiefs. Yeah. All right, so you went Chiefs, Rams, Chargers. The only thing varying between you and Jay Cornegay, the man, the myth from the Westgate, is the Saints, Eagles, where he dipped into that, and you wanted to stay away.
Oh yeah, part of it is because I have that 45-1 bet on the Eagles. Yeah. And I can't figure out a way to hedge it. Maybe I have to talk to Jay off the air to figure out some way of hedging, maybe a different parlay or something.
Yeah, you would have to probably wait until next week. It's a little too early to hedge something like that, especially as an 8-point underdog. But maybe if
let me ask you this: do books ever buy tickets?
No.
Let's go to the phones. Let's find out who it could be. $900 richer, and that is
let me put this out there.
Okay,
can I put this out there to Jay? What does a future for Philadelphia pay right now?
Around town, you'll probably see anywhere from say 10 to 16 to 1.
Oh my God. So here I have a 45-1 ticket. If I sold that for and it's just only $1,000 ticket, I could sell that for $2,500. Would be a good buy for anybody, right?
he's trying to. This is how you're hedging that bet.
Well, because it pays because $2,500 would pay 20-1 to the guy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying your math is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm saying I feel like you're nervous about it now. You're trying to unload it.
Now I never hedge. At the end, I never hedge because I go, you know, I had the Falcons 1 year against for a fortune, and they got all the way to play the Denver Broncos, and they were like 16-point dogs in the Super Bowl.
I remember that. Yeah.
Hard to hedge when you're 16-point dogs. But anyways, I said, "Nah, if the Falcons are going to win. Why? I made them win already, all the way up to here."
Sure.
And they
didn't. They didn't win. No, no exactly. Hey, hey, Russell.
Oh my God. Hello, hello.
Hey, hold on one sec. Hold on. What's line?
Three.
Three? That's the wrong one. Can you get Jay back, please? Hey, Russell, how are you, sir?
Fantastic.
Hey, man.
I feel like Jay was going to say something to me, though. He kept going, Norm.
I don't think he was.
Are you not getting him back?
I didn't hear that. No, we're getting him back.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Russell.
Hey, Russell.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, you got to pick. You're going to go with Jay, Norm, or by God, yourself? You got the Chiefs, Colts, You picking that game, or are you going to pass on that one?
I'm going to just run with Jay's pick.
Oh.
Hey.
What did he pick?
He picked.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be thinking about taking Norm McDonald's picks at the same time, but I'm going to stick with Jay.
Okay.
What is it?
He picked the Chiefs, Rams, Saints.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
good. Yep.
All right. Well, there you go. Chiefs, Rams, Saints. Hold on the line. You're also getting tickets for food and Bev down there at the Westgate International Theater that they open up. Man. My apologies, Jay. You're back on here with Norm.
Do you got it?
Ask him if he was saying. Ask him if he was saying Norm, Norm, Norm.
He can hear you.
Yeah.
Weren't you saying that, Jay? Weren't you saying Norm, Norm, Norm? As if you're.
Yeah, I was actually screaming Norm, Norm.
See, yes. I told you.
I know. My apologies. My apologies. Jay Cornegay, he's down there at the Westgate.
Wait, now I want to find out what he was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez. Were you saying my name as if you were about to ask me something, or?
Oh, no. I was screaming it in vain.
Oh.
What a waste of time, Norm.
Hey, Jay Cornegay, he's down there at the Westgate. Go see football there Sunday morning. It is the best place to watch football.
And if you want to get, you know, people always say, in Vegas, you can bet on anything. And, of course, that's not true. You can bet on very few things. But if you want, you can bet on more different prop bets at Westgate than at any other casino.
That's correct.
Yeah, that is true. Absolutely true. Very true.
All right, Jay. Thanks so much, man.
We're working on those Super Bowl props now. We'll have over 400 of them for this year's game.
Some good. Nick
I was
Foles
asking when do the casinos get live betting?
Oh, like in game?
Yeah, in live game betting. In game betting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've actually it's been offered the last few years, and it's really gaining in popularity now, Norm.
Yeah.
It's offered almost on all major games, certainly, you know, the key games. I mean, all four games this weekend will certainly everybody, most books, if not all of them, will offer in-game wagering on these.
But does that mean you line up, or does that mean you use some sort of device?
Yeah, at ours, you know, you go through mobile, you know, you sign up for a mobile account, you know, gotcha. Be able to do it, you know, right, because the breaks are so quick, you know, it's like either a timeout or a commercial break, so you have about 90 seconds. So,
it's very exciting. It's very exciting because, you know, the book can't get the lines right that quickly, and you can just jump on them.
Easy now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, Jay, we got a roll, man. Thank you so much.
Jay, get those Foles prop bets ready. All
right? Yeah. All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much. Jay Cornegay from the Westgate. He's a saint. We love that guy so much. And Norm.
I feel that should be more famous that we were talking out there about how that field goal was actually kicked.
Blocked by Hester from the Eagles on the special teams. Actually hits his hand. You
Not
see
Hester,
it.
Hester.
No.
So that's very important to know so that guy doesn't live through hell in Chicago for a year.
We know how Chicago treats people. Oh, my God.
Bartman.
Things. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Bartman. He had to move to St. Lucia. I was going to say St. Bart's, and I realized that's the same name as the guy.
Norm McDonald at the South Point. Go see him. He's there tonight, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, we're going to keep on you on these picks here. We're going to see how they go after the weekend here.
Yeah, I'll call in.
Oh,
right, awesome.
You are the absolute man. We do appreciate it. We do have tickets for that Disturbed show. We're going to be giving that out at No BS next. That's after this. All right. Look at this. Look, we're out of time because Norm loves gambling. So, Lost Boy.
Dude. Such an awesome guy.
I know.
So cool.
He's still out there.
I was looking at our on-air light, looking back at Norm, looking at our on-air light, looking back at Norm. I don't want to leave.
He's out there. He's still talking about his football picks. Yeah. So, look, let's just give away the Disturbed tickets. 3 days grace. T-Mobile Arena, Saturday night. If you want to go, 876-3692.
We're gonna do a number.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Let's go with caller number 21. Good luck to you. That's going to be a hell of a show. And then you're also qualified to go play foosball with the band. All right. There you go. That's it for us. We'll catch you on Monday. See you then.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
B.
BS in the Morning. Hey, Carrot Top, we're fans. Call us back.